Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, a podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Enter if you dare.
Thank you, oh dear friends, for coming to my birthday!
Hey, everybody!
Hello there!
Yes, welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren, who's just walking into the studio.
Let me get settled in here.
Yes! Welcome, Darren. Get yourself settled in. Can I get you anything?
Steak sandwich?
Well, I know where to go for that. I've got a place, and I can get you a deal.
I know you can.
Just mention our name, and we can make things happen. Welcome, everybody, to the Top 5 Things. We've got there's a lot of really heavy stuff going on, and on this podcast, we're not going to talk about any of it.
We're going to avoid it like the plague.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of really nasty, terrible stuff going on. And this is a safe place.
And there are others to tell you about it.
Yeah, yeah. People far more qualified than us to go in and talk about that stuff. Welcome to the show. Darren, how'd the weekend go for you?
Well, the first and second quarter, first, second, and fourth quarters were fine.
Of the
Augustana game.
Augie game that you went to, yeah.
The third quarter, they gave up 31 points.
How in the world?
It's always problematic.
Was that on the road or in?
No, that was in Rock Island.
And they gave up 31 points in the third quarter?
I think I have that right.
Wow.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that. You don't want to make the habit of that.
Well, I would point out your nephew doesn't play defense.
It's true.
So I'm not here to point fingers.
But
I know where we're not to point, though. I'm just going to say number 34 had nothing to do with the 31 points.
Well,
you know, if they would have gotten a field goal, it would have been nice. It would have been his number. I mean, at that point, why not? So did they end up losing that game?
They did lose the game.
Orion Chargers winning the playoffs, I imagine?
I guess they escaped. They were a relatively high seed, and some sort of last-second touchdown was needed to move on to the second round. It's playoff football, friends.
Yeah, it is.
As far as high school is concerned.
Yeah, on the Illinois side.
Baseball is over.
Yes. My alma mater also emerged victorious.
Good for you. So, will you be going to the state championship game this year? I know that's something of a tradition for
you.
Yeah,
no, I talked to my buddy Wally, and we're on board. We're on our way to Champaign if they make it all the way. I mean, there's a lot of football between now and then.
Yes, it would be in Champaign this year.
Yes, even years.
They rotate between, Champaign and DeKalb.
It's in Champaign, and odd years it's in DeKalb.
Although this seems like it's been a very odd year.
No one's going to argue with you there. Man is suing Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee.
Boy,
suing Graceland.
You would think that sort of thing happens all the time.
Now, this is not a lawsuit like...
Where's Elvis?
I slipped and fell, and I want some of Elvis's money, although I bet that happens.
I slipped on Elvis's grave. Well, you're not supposed to be on Elvis's grave.
Well, I was dancing on it. I bet at least three or four times a year somebody claims to hurt themselves in Elvis's parking lot.
Because they just want some of Elvis's
right?
money?
They just assume that
I don't want a lot of Elvis's money, but I want to say I have some of his money.
Right. There was an accident. Nick the Internet Pizza Guy says Elvis's coffee was too hot. Yeah, there you go, Nick the Internet Pizza Guy. Good to have you back on board. That's fantastic.
I suppose there is an Elvis Presley Graceland snack shop.
Well, yeah.
Clearly, there's going to be a place where you can purchase merchandise, but there's got to be where you can buy a bag of Elvis peanuts.
Raji!
A place that makes the peanut butter and banana sandwiches that the king enjoyed so very well.
I'll have.
Maybe a place for freaks to touch your luggage. Pay a dollar and have a freak touch your luggage. Elvis would, you know, Elvis would say in this day and time, you can't even get sick.
These are candy bars I went and got for the king.
Oh, I forgot about the candy bar for Elvis bit. One of my all-time favorites. No, this guy is suing Graceland not because there was some sort of accident there on the grounds.
Priscilla punched him.
I bet she packs a wallet.
Did I read somewhere where, not Rosemary, what's this kid's name?
Is it Anne Marie?
No.
Anne Murray. Is it Anne Murray?
Tina Marie. No, what's her name?
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie. She does.
Who sang Snowbird? Was that his daughter?
No, that was Anne Murray Marie. That she doesn't have any of his money left?
No, she squandered all of it.
She blew it all, huh?
Yes, and that wasn't a little bit of money.
And that was just on dressing up the golf cart that she used to drive around Graceland. You don't need another bell and whistle on that goddamn golf cart. I wish your dad had never bought it for you.
Yeah, she lost.
A four-year-old doesn't need his own golf cart.
She claims that her money manager lost $100 million.
Now, not really a money manager, then.
The opposite, I'd argue. If I give you $100 million and you tell me there's nothing left,
at the very least, if I give you $100 million,
right?
I mean, I would think that originally the intention is, let's go ahead and turn this $100 million into, I don't know, a little bit more money.
$100 million, you shouldn't be able to just live off the interest. You should just be able to live off the interest.
Even if you're putting bells and whistles on your golf cart, you should be fine.
She is suing her ex-money manager because once you lose $100 million of my $100 million fortune, I have to let you go for incompetence. Also, I can't afford to pay you anymore.
That's what makes this so uncomfortable.
He was paying himself a salary of $700,000 a year.
Okay, you would still think that that would take a while to go through $100 million.
An excellent point. She says he and his firm ran the $100 million trust fund her father set up to her into the ground. The $100 million is now worth, Darren, $14,000.
Yikes.
He was paying himself 700 grand. Yeah, well, he says, look, she...
Well, there were gifts as well, apparently. Look, that's just my salary.
Okay, you be Elvis's daughter, and I'll be the money manager, okay? Ask me where the money went.
Oh, where's the money? Where's the
Lisa,
$100 million?
Lisa, sweetie, baby, golf cart, sugar. It takes money to make money. It takes money to make money. Now, your dad didn't tell you that.
But somehow he took $100 million and turned it into $14,000.
No, yes, but it takes money to make money, sweetie. We're going to get you the money eventually.
Give me a little time.
But I mean, I just started. I just started, sweetie.
I've known you since I was five.
Yes, well, I mean, in the scheme of things. He says that she squandered away the fortune because of her uncontrollable spending habits. But even, okay, let's say you had $100 million and you just blew it on buying garbage, which it's possible she did. Wouldn't you be able to sell some of that garbage to recoup your money? At least a little bit of it?
I like to burn things. That's my real big joy, is I've got this bonfire out back, and I like to buy brand new things and burn them.
He is countersuing her for $800,000
in
damages,
that.
Saying that Presley squandered away her fortune because of her uncontrollable spending habits. Hey, this is why I tend to believe her rather than him. He knows that she's only got $14,000, and he's suing for $800,000?
Well, believe me, I can afford to do so.
Well, I'm making pretty good money at my job pissing away Elvis's fortune. It paid really well, as it turns out. This guy is, where is he from? Switzerland. Hans-Peter Gausch is his name. And he was
there
suing,
they just call him bank accounts.
He is suing the, yeah, he's got a, he just calls it an army knife. And he is suing the Presley Estate and Hotel $75,000 because he said a visit to Elvis's Graceland destroyed his marriage. According to the lawsuit...
Why don't you have a Graceland? You're not so great. Look at this place.
Why isn't my mother buried in our backyard? He's seeking $75,000 from the estate and hotel. He and his daughter were staying at the guest house at Graceland in October of last year.
You can do that, huh?
When the fire alarm went off loudly near his right ear. They tried to leave the room to escape the alarm, but the elevators were not working.
My God, Graceland's on fire!
He said the color of the walls, a deep red, made it difficult to tell if there was an emergency exit sign. They were stuck there with the alarm until it shut off after 30 minutes.
I didn't know you could stay at the guest house at Graceland.
I didn't know you this. How do you not know that when the fire alarm's going off, the elevators don't work?
Well, you should. Well, they might work, but you don't want to be in them.
So he's saying that the fire alarm blew his eardrums out, and he's got that tinnitus. You know, that the Pete Townsend disease? Mm-hmm. Not the one that makes you look up kiddie porn, where the ringing in your ears. He says now he has severe permanent and debilitating injury to his hearing.
Elvis was a big fan of loud alarms.
And now he suffers the loss of enjoyment of physical activities he used to enjoy in life with his wife. His sleeping patterns have changed because he's got to take meds now to fall asleep. Well, I mean, that's...
Did I just hear someone shooting out a TV?
Taking meds to fall asleep, that's what Elvis would want for all of us. The meds have caused irritability and mood swings that have resulted in him moving out of the home he shares with his wife.
I suppose that's provided to you at the Elvis guest house, our sleeping aids.
Also a gun in case you want to change the channel.
Exactly.
Here's the remote control.
Sesame Street my ass.
So he goes to vacation.
So to change the channel, you just shoot out the TV.
Yes.
And then someone carries in a new TV.
That's right.
On a different channel.
TCB.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
A member of our TCB staff will be there to take
bring in a new TV.
Yeah, it's what Elvis would have wanted. Now, I would argue if I were Elvis's representation, he was on vacation with his daughter. The wife didn't go on vacation to Graceland.
Hmm.
Maybe their marriage wasn't so great to begin with.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand that this is not an Elvis song. It's Neil Diamond, but, you know, love's on the rocks.
Yes, ain't no surprise.
So.
Ring the alarm and I'll sue you some lies. Tell me if you think this is a bad idea, because I think it's the worst idea I've ever heard. It's a water park in Canada. In fact, I want to talk about this in the top five things,
okay,
if
we'll
that's all right
that,
with
then.
You.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. A couple great reasons to make your way to Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. First of all, their Dress for Success Quad Cities clothing drive that is going on here in the month of October. Enter to win a pair of 1/3-carat total weight diamond stud earrings with each applicable donation. During the month of October, bring in gently worn women's work attire to Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, a female-owned local business empowering and promoting the upward movement of women in our community. And don't forget, they've got a brand new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. I've got more information here as well. This is breaking news.
I'm looking forward to it.
Home of the new wow factor. Their massive diamond sale is going to be going on in the month of November. Everything in the store is going to be on sale and up to 50% off the entire month of November.
Hi, baby girl.
You can win a free diamond and gold necklace valued at $599. What you need to do is guess the number of diamond-shaped crystals in their diamond jar to win. The winner is going to be announced on Facebook on December 2nd. And also don't miss their Small Business Saturday on November 24th and the Christmas in the Village from November 30th through December 1st. Both of those events, you're going to receive a free gift with the purchase and refreshments at, again, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They are open Tuesday through Friday, starting at 10 o'clock. They're open from 10 till 5:30 Tuesday through Friday, and then Saturday from 10 till 3 o'clock. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line 470-23-NACHO. And as we alluded to, the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. Get me one today. Also, how about their chicken cheesesteak? Premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers. Absolutely delicious. Don't forget their gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. And make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway?
Huh? Well, how many days do we have before
pitchers and catchers?
Before pitchers and catchers report. What do we got? 4 months?
I would argue three months? Let me ask you this. Does Tom Brady go to the Hall of Fame?
I would guess he does.
Now, wait a minute. Let me finish my question. I submit Tom Brady belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
And why is that?
They've won 4 World Series since Tom Terrific was the quarterback in that town. He's that good.
And 5 Super Bowls?
Well, I mean, to a lesser degree, yes.
And what about an NBA champ? Well, they won a Stanley Cup.
Yep.
During that period.
Yep.
Enough, Boston.
Number one.
I mean, the joke used to be that nobody would ever win anything in that town, and now that's all they do. And it's frankly, it's off-putting. Number one on our top 5 things, I think this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Celtics could win it all again this year.
Yeah, they could. There is a new water park opening up in Western Canada. It's called Splasher's Pleasure Park.
Easy now.
It is a traditional water park spread over 27 acres, but the twist is...
It's a different type of tradition, though.
A clothing optional park for
splashers.
Adults. For adults only.
Splashers.
That's right. A nudist water park. Splashers Pleasure Park, Darren.
Going down. Where will you be swimming this summer?
Not at Splashers. And I'll tell you why. One, I enjoy water slides as much as the next guy.
Naked?
Maybe a little bit more. No.
Boy, that could be very liberating.
No, it could be very damaging.
Well, that could. It could snag.
There are segments that are kind of put together. There are seams all up and down those things. I've never gone on a water slide and thought, boy, I wish I didn't have to wear trunks.
You don't want
to
snag your seam on a seam.
No. There's that.
Yeah.
Also, some dude goes down a water slide and I have to go face first where a dude was just on a water slide?
Well, the water keeps running.
But I don't know that helps.
You can't request to go down the slide dry.
Three, these places that are clothing optional never feature people that you want to see naked in the first place.
Well, there's that. And when they say clothing optional, do you really have an option? I mean, aren't you going to get they're just going to not... If you try to wear clothes there...
Yes.
They're just going to berate you.
Well, who's the weirdo?
Yeah, who's the creep?
Hey, creeper, take off your pants. Hang out with us here at Splashers. Yeah, I just think there's a host of... I mean, you know what they ought to call this place? Pink Eye Water Park, first and foremost. Because that's what you're going to get. Pink Eye and a bunch of just rips on your junk. No thanks. They say you have to ride the slides a little bit differently to protect yourself.
We got a backup on Water Slide 5. Apparently, someone up there adhered to it like a suction cup. And we got a backlog.
Splashers.
Two.
There's not enough chlorine in the world to clean that slide after one guy goes down it.
They're adhered up pretty good up there.
It's Halloween season here. As we do the show, it's the day before Halloween, or 2 days before Halloween, I should say. This past weekend was the weekend a lot of people did their Halloween
parties.
Parties.
I got, I guess I got kind of entangled in that coming home from the game on Saturday. I didn't realize that. Was Bettendorf having their parade on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, I think they do that. I was out of town Saturday, so I don't know. But I think
not the downtown one. Do they have two parades?
Yeah, the Bettendorf parade is it right by the high school there. By the high school and the middle school.
Then which is the one that's downtown?
Downtown Bettendorf?
Yes.
I don't think there's one downtown Bettendorf. There's downtown Davenport.
Is that a Christmas parade that I'm thinking of?
I don't know what you're thinking of. Most of the parades in Bettendorf happen uptown, not downtown.
I could have swore that they had some sort of parade for in Bettendorf, like on State Street.
Owensboro.
Oh, that might be 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, that's 4th of July. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm having trouble remembering my favorite parade. It's been a day. Owensboro, Kentucky. A guy is complaining about the way that his family was treated.
Anyway, I was cussing up this parade.
They attended something called the Trail of Treats there in Owensboro. He thought it'd be a good idea to dress in a Nazi officer's uniform and have his little boy dress as a little tiny Hitler. So, the little boy's dressed as Hitler.
And the little one's in charge.
And he is a little dictator.
He's unforgiving.
Yeah, the boy wore a suit, a swastika armband, and a little Hitler mustache. Mm. And he is not happy with how he was treated at this party. He says grown adults threatened a child over his costume, threatened his mom and dad as well, threatened to rip his outfit off of him, screaming obscenities, scaring a small child. Maybe, and again, this is just me, this is just my two cents. Maybe don't dress your kid up as little Hitler and take him out to a Halloween party.
What did they call it again?
It's called the Trail of Treats.
Trail of Treats.
Uh-huh.
They also have that at Splashers.
I think you're right. That sounds like...
That's what the maintenance cleanup crew calls it.
Consider yourself zingy.
Zing of the day.
Yeah, Tony, I hate to tell you that, but we got another trail of treats up there on, looks like it's Water Slide 5.
He says, look, my family loves history, and we often like to dress the part of historical figures. You know who would be...
dressed up as Mussolini for Christmas.
Look at this little kid. I mean, this is terrible. That's child abuse. What are you doing?
No, you don't want to do that.
Right?
No.
Dressing your kid up as little Hitler. There was another...
Little Hitler.
There was another story a couple of weeks ago where somebody in Arizona, I think, they dressed up as Hitler for the Halloween party.
Quite frankly,
and they weren't happy with the reception they got.
And quite frankly, they took quite a few liberties with that outfit.
Well, here's the thing.
It's
Dad's Nazi uniform.
No, he looks on point. He looks pretty official.
It looks like Dad... might have this costume a lot, and then they just kind of threw together little Hitler at the last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it looks like kind of a casual Saturday Hitler.
Yeah. Right. Just
running some errands, Hitler.
Hitler's got to go into town to pick up a few items. Uh-huh. That's what the little kid looks like.
Just going to run into town, come back, and watch the game.
Right, right. Now, Dad looks like he just walked off the set of an Indiana Jones movie. I mean, this thing is very much... on point with all the Nazism. And you know the thing is, too, he's complaining about what his family had to go through this weekend. Mm. You know, of all weekends to do this, and of all days to do it, this Saturday you're going to dress up as Hitler and a Nazi for a Halloween costume party, and then complain about the way you were treated?
Number three.
We'll tell you more about who's paying for the podcast after I give you number three, if that's okay.
Give
with
me
you.
Number three.
The Swedes are working to make sex toys safer because they say too many people are getting the sex toys lodged in their rectums.
There could be a large use in Sweden, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know. They're just a very free and easy.
Yeah, they are. They're saying that they've had enough of people getting these things caught in their rectums. So,
rectums?
Yeah, right.
Damn near killed them.
Well, that's the problem.
Probably not just toys.
Meatballs.
Swedish fish.
Sweden is looking into introducing safety standards for sex toys after a study revealed a growing number of Swedes forced to seek medical help after items get lodged in their butts. In one hospital alone in Stockholm, 73 people over a seven-year period sought emergency medical care for foreign objects lodged in their rectums.
One dedicated room at that hospital, I suppose, for that.
Oh, you want to go to the butthole room.
Okay.
Here we just call to treat fish.
Just to get my meatball scoop.
According to Anna Sjorgen from the Swedish standards industry, they are going to launch a proposal introducing safety standards across the sex toy sector together with representatives from manufacturers and consumer organizations. Anna says sex toys are used in the entire world, as far as I know. There is no research which can state what is the most common injury. Since these products are used everywhere, it is important that the standard now being developed becomes global. Most commonly lodged objects are dildos and butt plugs, which the study says were present in over 40% of cases. Now, a butt plug getting stuck in your butt, that's probably bad design.
Or that's exactly what it's designed. That's the...
But you're, like, if it plugs the butt, but, like, permanently, that's not good.
Well, you only have to buy the one. This thing's got a lifetime guarantee.
Those who sought treatment for lodged objects up there are disproportionately likely to be male, with a median age of 41.
Aren't we the worst?
Although the total age range spanned in Sweden from 15 to 90.
Oh, probably to 115. Are 90, you kidding me?
92 is the record for somebody going to the ER with some sort of...
Don't stop till you get enough, I guess. I don't know. We are strange monkeys to the end. We really are.
Back with number four in a moment.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea. Now that the fall months are upon us, why don't you enjoy one of their delicious drinks that they have, including a chai tai or chai tea latte, a pumpkin cheesecake latte as well. That's a combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Also enjoy one of their super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Hoping that you enjoyed the patron-only podcast last week, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location in Cedar Rapids at 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed, including their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Their oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I thought I was on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
Number four.
You were on slide three. At Splashers.
That's the trail of taints that we're very excited about. HBO has hired someone. Now, this is a new job at HBO. It's something called the Intimacy Coordinator.
They call that slide at Splashers, taint no mountain high enough.
HBO hiring an Intimacy Coordinator for all shows to make their sex scenes safer.
And who's doing this?
HBO. They want to change the culture.
Safer, but not more realistic. Safer.
I'm not sure how that works. Emily Mead, who plays a sex worker turned porno star in the show The Deuce, prompted the change because she said she didn't feel safe when they were doing sex scenes on the set of The Deuce. So they brought in someone from a group called Intimacy Directors International. a nonprofit that wants to normalize a high standard for directing intimacy and sexual violence to prevent abuse and harassment. This has been such a big hit on the Deuce that they're now going to have it on all their shows. They'll be hiring people to be there to make sure everybody feels safe when they're filming sexy times.
They're issued a tape measure and a ruler. And goggles.
Finally.
Five.
Number five.
Number five on our top five things. You can imagine that? Like, well, what do you do for a living? I visit sets of HBO shows when sex scenes are filmed. Uh-huh. And my job is to make sure everybody feels good about it.
What's with that pink eye that you got there?
Well, sometimes it gets a little...
I'm the best.
So, as you know, up in Canada, they have recently legalized cannabis for all of its many uses.
Smoke weed every day.
Recreational cannabis in the entire country is now legal. You'll never guess who's not happy about it. The leader of Canada's marijuana party says this has ruined everything. Blair Longley is the leader of the marijuana party in Canada. And he says, well,
You've stolen my platform.
Well, that's it. Like, what do I do now?
I've got nothing. I got nothing to run on.
He has long been advocating for the legalization of cannabis in Canada. He's been doing this for decades. And now that it's happened...
It's like when the dog catches the car, right? Now what do I do with it?
He says he didn't expect the sudden commercialization of marijuana... It's just too commercial now. And he says it's all very snobbish.
Oh, it's all a bunch of sellouts.
There's one company up there in Canada that is making these designer handbags that conceal the odor of weed. And he's like, what is this? That's a little too highfalutin if you ask me. He also says it's hurting the party. Because when it wasn't
very little support for us anymore.
Well, when it was illegal,
no need.
Nobody's sending money to the marijuana party.
Not anymore.
That's money they can spend on legal marijuana. No.
This dried up.
Yes.
Real fast.
Yes. He says now there's lower membership than ever, way less money, and he's wondering if he can even keep the party registered.
This is my job.
He says we're totally insignificant now. Well, yes. I mean... You're going to complain as the leader of the Canada Marijuana Party?
I didn't think this would happen.
My plan was to just keep taking money from people so we could fight for something. No, it would never happen. Now that it's happened, it's like, what's the point of me? Yeah, that's got to suck. Like, you spend all of your time fighting for something, and then it happens, and it's like...
Something I believed in.
Right. I thought I wanted this, but now that it's here... I don't like this at all. And you guys, you know, all this commercialization, you're ruining marijuana, man. You're just ruining it. Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren...
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. If you'd like to reach out to it, use the text line 470-23-NACHO and the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. On 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast, sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted as the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure you download the Loyalty app and get free food. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's is sure to be a hit if you're there for lunch or dinner, and you can get there 7 days a week. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Now, I don't know if anyone has requested Capriati's for their final meal. I could see why you would. There's a restaurant that just opened up in Tokyo. And the idea is we serve all of the last meals that famous killers had before they were executed.
Okay, so not necessarily just Japanese fare.
No, none of it's Japanese fare. You know, like a John Wayne Gacy isn't like, give me all of the sushi you got. In fact, I think he ordered a big bowl of KFC. A big bucket of KFC is what John Wayne Gacy wanted.
It seems to me like a gallon of ice cream is always pretty popular. Yeah. Isn't that a popular among the...
Yeah. I think anymore, too,
There are limits to it.
They used to, like, go and get you something. Now it's like, we'll have the cafeteria make you something that's already laying around. We're not going to go get you something, right? Ninjin Restaurant, which means human restaurant, just opened in the red light district there in Tokyo. They're serving last meals requested by famous death row inmates, like Gary Mark Gilmore, who wanted a hamburger, a baked potato, a hard-boiled egg, and 3 shots of Jack Daniels.
Make it 5.
Was he afraid he had to drive?
And you know what? And forget the egg. Make it 6.
There's also the Black Widow, Judy Bonanno, who dined on asparagus, broccoli, tomatoes, and strawberries. John Wayne Gacy's final meal was a bucket of KFC, French fries, a pound of strawberries, and fried shrimp. Boy, killers love strawberries, is what I'm learning from this story. They can't get enough of it. This is something that I guess an Australian avant-garde artist has come up with there in Tokyo, and the restaurant's only going to be open for another day or so. It was open for 2 weeks, but everyone who ate there said the food was delicious.
And the portions, my goodness. To die for.
Finally, Darren, we're back tomorrow, by the way, with another all-new installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Finally, I have the story here of a Chinese man with an 8-inch spoon stuck in his food pipe for a year after swallowing it to win a drunken bet. This guy swallowed an 8-inch spoon on a drunken dare. And it was there for a year. Doctors treated a man suffering from chest pains. They do an x-ray. They discover there's an entire metal spoon lodged in his food pipe. It had been there for a year. He's 26, swallowed the spoon as part of a stunt on a drunken bet a year ago.
I saw a fork in the road and I took it.
They do an endoscopy where a tiny plastic tube attached to a camera goes into your body.
He doesn't remember he swallowed a spoon?
And they were able to retrieve an 8-inch long spoon that was lodged in his esophagus. Again,
maybe it's that spoon.
For a year.
Maybe it's that spoon you swallowed. Remember, dummy?
He said he could swallow the stainless spoon and then pull it back out. He used a string that was tied to the handle. But then I guess one time he must have not been able to do it. The stunt didn't go as planned, and he couldn't get the spoon back out. So not only do you lose the bet, you've got an 8-inch spoon stuck in your throat, stupid. He said he was still able to eat and drink normally. Patient is named Zhang. He sought help from doctors after getting punched in the chest a couple days ago. That caused him to have chest pains and difficulty breathing.
Don't punch my spoon.
He says, one of the doctors who worked on him says, I was shocked. I've never seen anything like this. When we admitted the patient, his esophagus was already infected. Yeah, and I'm looking at the spoon here. It's just covered in just pus. Yeah. This was a second time, by the way, that they've had to pull a spoon out of somebody over there in China. Back in September of 2015, surgeons successfully removed a 6-inch metal spoon from a woman that she swallowed while eating her noodles too quickly.
I can't differentiate between the noodles and the spoon.
I just don't know.
I don't know what is what.
And then in June of 2015, a student swallowed an ice cream spoon that was over 5 inches long when someone knocked into her while she was eating the ice cream. So they're 3 for 3 on pulling spoons out of people there in China, but
they have their own dedicated room for it.
It's becoming an epidemic. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. We will be back tomorrow. Until we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks!
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.